Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. It's hour one. Come on in and stay a while. The gang's all here. Todd, Seton, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly, the BRGs, Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Got a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Braves at the Phillies coming up later today. Broncos at the Chiefs tonight. And the Chiefs are only, in quotation marks, 10.5-point favorites with the game. Not sure about Travis Kelce. I think a game-time decision. Taylor Swift, I think, is probable for the game. I'm not sure if Travis Kelce is questionable. I'm not going to report this. I'm just going to say sources close to me are expecting Taylor Swift at tonight's game. She's their good luck charm. The Kansas City Swifties. All right, so Broncos at the Chiefs coming up tonight. We'll talk to our good buddy Joey Votto of the Reds. He'll stop by. Bijan Robinson, Falcons rookie running back, he will join us as well. All right, some of the headlines. The Phillies roll the Braves. Bryce Harper homers twice, so the Phillies up 2-1 in that series. The Astros close out the Twins. Diamondbacks sweep the Dodgers. You know, you start to look at the win totals. This October, by regular season wins, you had the Braves, 104 wins. They're a loss away from being eliminated. Baltimore had 101 wins, swept in the ALDS. Los Angeles Dodgers, 100 wins, swept in the NLDS. Tampa Bay, 99 wins, swept in the wild card. Milwaukee, 92 wins, swept in the wild card. Houston and Texas, both with 90 wins. They have advanced to face one another. Philly is one win away. They had 90 wins as well. And then you have the artist known as the Arizona Diamondbacks. 84 wins, and here they are in the NLCS. You know, you squeak by, you play playoff baseball. These other teams that had a lot of wins and had a little bit of a cushion, and you saw, and some teams are built for a short series, 5 or 7 games. And other teams are built for the long haul. I always go back to the Seattle Mariners. When they had Ichiro, they won, 116 games? And they were unbelievable. But they weren't built for a short series. When you have two really good pitchers, that's when you're dangerous. Now, the Dodgers didn't have good pitching, starting pitching. They relied on their bullpen. Their bats let them down. So you combine that with a team that you know, nobody gave him a chance. In fact, here is their manager. Is it Torrey Lovello? You have the sound from him, Marvin? Okay, here we go.
I'm just trying to slow down the moment to enjoy it, interpret it, and just let it register a little bit, because I don't think anybody gave us a chance to be here. I don't think anybody gave us a chance to win the games that we've won against the teams that we had to play, and that's what I'm most proud of.
They should be. They did a great job getting them ready for the Dodgers. Here's Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager.
The last 2 years, we've got outplayed in the postseason, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it was a 7-game series. You know, we lost the first 3 games. And so for me, I've got to do a better job of, you know, figuring out a way to get our guys prepared for the postseason.
Yes, you do. The Dodgers have won 100 or more regular season games 5 times in the last 7 years and have failed to win the World Series in any of those seasons. The franchise has won at least 100 regular season games 10 times in the World Series era and failed to win the World Series in all 10 of those seasons.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
I know there's a comparison with the Braves, the Dodgers, and keep in mind, Atlanta never bailed on Bobby Cox. They kept him as their manager. Now, maybe they should have made a change. They were 1-14 in winning a World Series back then. And then you have these runs here where you have nothing to show for it. And people want answers. And then they want to point fingers. But I would start with, did you have enough pitching? And you had a pitcher who was in there last night who gave up 44 home runs during the regular season in Lance Lynn, and then gave up 4 home runs in an inning. So there's a lot of questions, and I think if you're waiting to see the offseason, can you win the offseason and get Shohei Ohtani? Okay, that can smooth some things over, but you got to be ready for a short series. Maybe it doesn't make sense. It's not fair. 162 games, we put up 100 wins, and then it's a best of 5. Okay, it's a best of 5. You get 3 of the 5 games at home, you couldn't even get back home. As much as we want to say, well, Baltimore, it's not fair to them. Well, yeah, it is. You know, the Diamondbacks, they lost their last 4 games of the regular season. I mean, they barely squeaked in. And Torrey Lovello is right. Nobody gave him a chance because there was no reason really to give him a chance except for a slight chance, right? But they ended up winning. Sometimes teams get in and there's no pressure. Dodgers have a lot of pressure. Every year, Yankees, a lot of pressure every year. That comes with the territory. That comes with tradition. That comes with these paychecks here. And you saw that with the Dodgers, didn't have enough pitching, and the Diamondbacks set the tone when they roughed up Clayton Kershaw. They didn't care who was on the mound, and frankly, it didn't matter as far as the starting pitching. But the bullpen had been really good. There was only so much you could do. They got no hitting. But you have baseball coming up later on tonight, and I love the atmosphere at Philadelphia. It's fun. And although we kind of make it seem like Philadelphia is a small market. It's Philadelphia. You're thinking they're like they're the little engine that could. Like, wow, those underdogs, they're incredible. It's Philadelphia, you know? But Bryce Harper last night, Bryce Harper was awesome. Couple of home runs, staring down some of the Braves. I love that as well. It's good stuff. Here's Bryce Harper on, here's the question and his answer.
Was there any motivation?
I mean, anytime anybody says something, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Did you enjoy staring them down?
Yeah, I mean, I stared right at him.
So he's staring down the shortstop, center fielder. Apparently they had some things to say in the locker room, but they didn't know the things they were saying about Bryce Harper were on the record. And Bryce Harper was told about it prior to the start of the game. And so he had a little vendetta there. Yes, Marvin.
Did you see the Deion shirt? So I'm guessing now it's personal.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a Deion shirt after the game under his flannel. By the way, sign up for the DP Show newsletter available at 6 Eastern. And you'll get to find out when we're releasing our next batch of moonshine, pumpkin spiced maple. It's good stuff. Sign up, go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. Good to go. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll come up with a poll question here. Phone calls are always welcome. And this first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. If you like using debit over credit, it's time you get rewarded. At least Discover Cashback Debit. That's what it's all about. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Seton, what do you have for me?
I'm going to try something new today.
Ooh. Well, that can mean a lot of things.
It sure does.
You're going to be professional.
It sure does. Well, okay. No, more than I have been.
Well prepared.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying.
Okay.
I haven't been tried to be well prepared necessarily.
We give 110% 70% of the time.
Yes.
Yes, we
Which
do.
Which is plenty.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Todd.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely Hall of Fame worthy.
Okay, Seton.
So Todd has submitted a bunch of poll questions. I'm going to read them, and I'm going to let Todd explain. I'll let him do his commentary.
Wait, there needs to be interpretation of this?
No, but you know how, like, you always have, like, oh, okay, Todd, I see what you're saying. You hate this. Like, his poll questions are actually commentary.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and read them.
Okay.
Like, this one's pretty innocuous. Should the MLB divisional series be a best of seven, yes or no? Which is interesting because Todd hates yes and no poll questions.
Mm.
But should the divisional series in baseball be a best of seven game?
Why aren't they? Didn't they used to be a best of seven?
I thought they were.
Yeah. When did they become go back to best of five? And why? I'd be curious about that.
Is it because they like 3-5-7?
I don't know. I mean, it does give... You almost have to remind your audience that it's a best of five or a best of three. Because all of a sudden, strategy plays an even larger role in a shorter series. Yes, Marv?
Divisional round's always been best of five.
Really?
Yeah, I remember maybe 95, the Mariners beat the Yankees. Yankees won their first two. Mariners came back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we just added a round with the wild card.
Correct.
And it like backed it up.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, what if Major League Baseball took advantage of this? I don't know if there's a push towards, oh, this is not fair. Add, make it seven, garner the extra revenue, and give the fans what they, air quote, want.
What's not fair about it?
I didn't say it's not fair.
Yeah, no, but I thought you just said that.
No.
People said it's not fair.
I bet you when fan bases that maybe in their minds got screwed over because they're short series, these are some pretty heavy hitter fan bases. Maybe Major League Baseball could twist that into a moneymaker.
Well, they can, but are we going to change the rules because the Dodgers aren't in there and Atlanta might not be in there? These teams got swept, got knocked out. Are we you know, doing what the NBA did with the Pelicans and Zion Williamson? The top 12 teams get in, and they still didn't get in. Are we manipulating this? Certain teams aren't built for a short series, and certain teams are built for the entire year. Yes, Seton.
I don't understand the fairness part of it, because if you're giving a team that's won, say, 84 games the chance to play against a team that won 110 games or whatever, how could you possibly be even more? How do we stack that even more to give you even more of a chance? And then it's a best of five series. You don't even have to win just this one game. All you have to do is win the next three.
And you can have your best pitcher twice in a series.
How much more fair can you possibly make it for teams that didn't win games?
Plus, the Diamondbacks didn't get any rest. When you think about it, they lost their last four games. If the Cubs, you know, don't throw up on their shoes, then they're going to get into the playoffs. Diamondbacks got in playing bad baseball the last, you know, four games. They get in. There's no rest. Dodgers have had rest. You know, so's Atlanta. And this happens, you know. Five games, seven games. I saw John Smoltz saying, well, if the Orioles, you know, if they played this series 10 times, it'd be different. I'd be like, but they don't get to play it 10 times. It's only this series. But look, five games. I like the drama. I like more drama. I like the excitement there, gamesmanship. I'm okay with a best of five. But sometimes we look at the end result and we're like, wait, that's not fair. Well, was it fair before the series started? Did anybody say, you know what? I don't have a problem with five games in the Dodgers series. It's the Dodgers lose, and now we have a problem with it. Get your team ready to play. Yes, Todd.
And Dave Roberts was very honest in the bite we played early. He said, hey, we lost the first three in a row, meaning well, does it, how much might it matter, best of five or best of seven? They'd still have to win the next four in a row based on the way they played the first three games.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
All right. So Thursday night football, and now I have the point spread at 11 now, according to DraftKings. It was 10.5. Now it's up to 11. I would have thought this would have been a 13-pointer, but Kansas City is going to keep the Broncos in this game, right? It feels like that. But Kansas City never lets you win those games. They keep you in the games, but you don't win those games. Over-under is 47. I also have over-unders for Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson passing numbers. Over-under for Patrick Mahomes according to DraftKings. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
282.5.
Paulie.
307.
Todd.
256.
Seton.
256.5.
Ooh. 269.5.
Ooh, that was a nice job by Seton.
We were right on it,
yeah,
buddy.
You were. How about Russell Wilson Jr. the third? Who, by the way, has some good numbers. It's lost in all the mess that's going on there, but it's not solely based on Russ, the reason why they're not playing well. Yes.
You said Rust?
Russ.
Oh.
Rustle Wilson.
Dang. That's not fair.
Rustle Wilson Jr. the third. Okay. Over under passing yards tonight against the Chiefs. Todd?
237.5.
Paulie?
260.
Seton?
225.
Marvin?
246.
219.5.
Dang it.
He's going to do it with his legs, not his arm tonight. They do have over-under for Travis Kelce at 66.5 receiving yards. And the largest lead of the game, you can bet on this. You guys want to take a guess what DraftKings says? Over-under largest lead of the game. I'm assuming they're talking by the Chiefs. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
13.5.
Paulie?
17.
Seton?
10.5.
Todd?
15.5.
17.5.
That's insulting.
17.5.
About right, unfortunately.
Something weird's going to happen tonight. Yes, Todd.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen because I watch these games. The Denver will tease you. It'll look like they're maybe making
okay,
a little bit of a comeback.
Hold on. Let me take a break here. I want to get ready for this. Something weird is going to happen tonight. Todd is going to tell me what I think is going to happen tonight.
I will.
And then we'll see if it happens. By the way, pie to the face today?
Maybe. Well, in my nice Nolan Ryan jersey? That's the day. I thought it was supposed to be yesterday.
Well, why didn't you do it yesterday?
Because is it my place to remind everybody to get a pie in the face?
Well, if you did that, then I wouldn't get a pie on your Nolan Ryan jersey.
I know. Yesterday I was wearing like a pair of ratty sweatpants and a t-shirt. I thought yesterday was the day.
Todd, you could have picked the day. Now
the day was picked. Now the call say my birthday is October 11th. And it was
but
like,
you thought you were going to get by without getting the pie.
I knew it was going to be reminded at some point.
Then you should have taken it yesterday.
I thought about saying, hey, I'm supposed to get a pie in the face today, but I'm like, why should that be incumbent upon me?
Because then you would have the outfit on that you wanted to get the pie.
That is true, which was my outfit yesterday. It was a pie-worthy outfit yesterday. I screwed that up, I guess.
Pie equals?
3.14.
Okay.
Or 22 sevenths, if you want to.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It was so sad. Joey Votto joined us, and he said prior to his last game with the Reds, he played this song 15 times and just started crying. Joey Votto, Reds first baseman, joining us now. Where are you, Joey?
I'm in Reykjavik. I think that's how you pronounce it, Iceland, right now. I just landed, actually, a few hours ago, so you woke me up from my sleep.
Why
Thank
are you,
you
in
I need
Iceland?
A wake-up call.
Why?
I've never been. And I wanted to make a stop for a few days. I heard it's beautiful.
Okay. So, what do you think so far? Have you seen anything?
Cold, wet. It is. I woke up this, I landed this morning. It's pitch black outside, so I have no idea what it is, but I can't wait to explore. I mean, I love to travel.
Okay, just be careful when you take a car around Iceland. Just make sure that you're aware of black ice.
Okay. Will do.
Yes.
Have you been?
My family went twice, and but they loved it. Loved it.
Good.
But they did. They hit some black ice and started spinning.
Oh my.
Yeah. So just. Just be careful. I don't know what the temperatures are, but just be aware of that. Have you been recognized in Reykjavik?
No, I haven't, but I'll be sure to wear my uniform out and about when I go in.
That would be funny. If you just show up at the bar with your full uniform on, have some black, put the black under your eye, that'd be good.
Hi, everyone. I'd wear a Reds uniform, but, if it's an astute fan, someone would be like, you don't even work for them right now. So how can you wear that uniform?
Mm. Okay. So you're not going to watch the baseball playoffs. Do you even care?
I knew I was going to speak to you this morning. So on the flight down, I watched highlights from every game. So I had something to talk about because I thought, nobody wants to keep hearing me, ask Taylor out, through a third party or talk about, retirement stuff. I think that I speak baseball and I was hoping to do some baseball, chatting with you. So I'd love to do that with you. So.
Okay. Did you get any feedback, first of all, with shooting your shot with Taylor Swift? It's been a week.
Yeah, I had a few people basically laugh at me. So I got no feedback whatsoever. No.
Okay. What about to you playing the song Landslide 15 times in a row and weeping before your last game? Did you get any sympathy? Any women reach out to you?
No, I felt like that was personal. I don't know why I shared that with you, to be honest. I was pretty embarrassed afterwards. It was one of those moments where I was like, why'd you share that? Why'd you have to share that? You didn't have to share that. What are you doing? Especially, you know, the thing I noticed the most, the feedback I got the most was me saying I'm coming back and playing. And I heard a lot about that through texts and through, you know, media and stuff like that. So thank you for giving me an opportunity to share that publicly. I didn't realize your platform yeah. touched a few,
I have a big platform.
I know now. I thought this was like a mom pop operation, you know.
Did you flee to Iceland to get away from, you know, the questions about Taylor Swift or your future in baseball and staying in Cincinnati? Is that what you're doing?
No, I flew here so I could throw my uniform on and test to see whether or not the Iceland market is for me, you know, whether or not there's a draw here. So not so much.
The social scene is very good in Reykjavik.
I heard the city's great and the people look great. The people seem great, friendly. I sat next to a woman on the plane last night and she was telling me all about what to go see and so friendly. So I look forward to it.
All right, some baseball here. Let me start with celebrating in the locker room with the goggles. Fritzy has a problem when, you know, Justin Verlander and the Astros, he said they're soft because.
Yes.
Are they soft if you wear goggles during the celebration in the locker room?
It depends on the team. I know when I first came up, newly inducted Hall of Famer Scott Rolen said, listen, buddy, if I catch you wearing those goggles during the celebration, we're going to have an issue sort of thing. But I mean, now it's part of, you know, playoff celebration. It seems to me everybody's wearing goggles. So Fritzy might be right. He may be old. He sounds like Fritzy's old school.
Oh, yeah, very. Yeah, very.
Very old school. Of course, Fritzy's old school. What kind of question? I mean, how could I miss that?
But what
one of the Danettes. One of the Danettes. Is that after planets? Is that Danettes planets? Like one of your guys is Mars, one's, you know,
Uranus.
Venus. Who is Uranus? You know,
that would be Todd.
That would be Todd.
No, Reggie Miller named them the Danettes. And he just called them the Danettes one day. And then people would say, well, don't you know that would mean they're women? And I go,
What does it matter? It's one of the Danettes.
Yeah.
Reggie's got a real personality on him. I met him a good bit ago. Yeah. Good guy.
Did you care about the Astros when they were cheating?
You know, I was quoted saying I'd be surprised if they were the only one.
Yeah.
Of course you're aware of it. I don't know the depths to which they were doing that. But I will say the second that Rob Manfred laid down the punishment, I've moved on completely. I'm a believer. Once you've served time, once you've served a punishment, it's over. Same with the players, everybody involved. That's my take.
But they didn't serve any time. The only people who got punished were the manager and the GM. That's what I think. That's the problem with the Astros. If they served their time, they got suspended, whatever it might be, then I think people would move on from it. But it feels
Are you
like,
saying specifically the players?
Yes.
Well, how do you know who's who? How do you know who benefited, who didn't? Are you saying the entire team, all roster players throughout the entire season, even if it exceeds 40?
Well, some players cooperated. Players had immunity, so therefore they told the commissioner, whatever, you know, you ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. There's no repercussions there. So we know that there was cheating because people paid a price. My point is they keep winning, and I keep saying, well, why did you cheat in the first place if you guys were this good? Were you ever aware of the Astros cheating during a game?
No, and I don't know their players very well. We rarely play them in interleague.
Yeah.
We obviously don't play them during the regular season. We weren't a strong team during that window, so we didn't match up in the playoffs. So it was almost like, you know, from another continent. And then when you hear all the reports and you see the commentary, that's when you perk your ears up and you ask the question, oh, what's going on here? You know, is this ubiquitous, you know, among all the winning teams? But as far as the players, I think I don't know the investigation. I know so little about this subject other than they were dinged, and a lot of people in the industry thought that yes, they were punished appropriately.
Talking to Joey Votto, are you still listed as the Reds' first? I mean, I don't even know how to introduce you.
I don't know how. I don't know. I think my contract's finished up November 1, I think. So I'm still the Reds' first baseman or a first base option. But
Paulie,
season's done. So
would you check the Reds' official roster as of this morning?
Yeah, I got
That would hurt. That would hurt if I'm off.
What do you want to hear, Joey?
I want to hear the truth.
Okay.
And no, I still can't handle it.
I'm on the Reds website and MLB's website. You're still listed as
on the
website.
How about that? Yeah.
6'2", 220.
Yeah. Are you 6'2", 220?
No, 30. You know, COVID. So my dog died at the very beginning of COVID. And I used to go for multiple walks a day. And for like the last year or two, I've put on maybe 5-7 pounds. And I realize now it's because I'm not walking my dog anymore. Once, twice a day, I'd walk for 75 minutes or so. And I think over the years that I was 222 to 227. And now I'm like 228 to 232. So my goal is to tighten up, get back down to close to 225.
Plus, if you want to meet a woman having a puppy, come on.
I know. It worked. It used to work. It worked.
Explain to me the Dodgers. How does that happen?
Yes. Well, I think the 5-game series is tough. And before we go, I'd love to chat about the Arcia Harper exchange. But I think the 5-game series is tough. And I think there's a reason why people get excited. Real baseball. I'm not saying real baseball fans, but there's so much randomness during the Major League playoffs, especially with the shorter series, the 3-game series, the 5-game series. So, you know, next thing you know, they're down 2-0 and they put up 4 homers in 1 inning. And it's like, that's the sort of feeling. I remember in 2012, and I don't mean to go so far back, but we were playing the San Francisco Giants. We were up 2 games after, you know, beating them in San Francisco, coming back to Cincinnati, and they came back and tied it 2-2. And in the second, third, fourth inning, Buster Posey had a grand slam in game 5. And it just felt like, oh, we're about to, you know, that feeling of like, how do you come back from this? And I think that may have been the sensation, you know, 4 straight home runs. How do we come back from this sort of thing in such a short series? I'm sensing that's probably what happened. I don't know how much you can control in the playoffs.
The Bryce Harper situation. So he gets doubled up the night before and then all of a sudden hits a couple of home runs and then stares down one of the players who kind of made fun of him a little bit in the locker room after the game.
No, not kind of. And this is what I think baseball needs more of. I think we need these exchanges. First of all, Bryce is one of the more iconic players in our sport. Obviously, one of the better players in our sport, best players in our sport, 2-time most valuable player. Orlando Arcia, if I'm not mistaken, started the All-Star game this year. So he's a successful player in his own right. And I think these exchanges between teams, between stars, between players, I think will really, and tell that story. And that way we get to have those moments. And, you know, the photo of Harper looking back at Arcia, I mean, how good is that for a baseball fan? The big moments, you could sense the anger. You know, I think, and I'm not going to mind read here, but I think the average baseball fan wants to hear the anger, the emotion, the hatred, the spite. You know, I guarantee when Arcia and Harper step away from the field and the series is done, they dap each other up, handshake each other. And come on, it's just competition. But in competition, give us that context. Attaboy, Harper, way to go. You know, he's kind of making fun of him, way to run the bases. He hears it. And then all of a sudden, he's like, all right, you want to talk about me? Let me show you what I can do with this bat. Let me, you know, put a dagger in this game sort of thing. So Phillies are up 2-1, I think. Just out of spite. That was a spite win almost.
What's that sound?
It'll be a great series. They'll play 5. I bet you they play 5.
What's that sound like when you're at first base and somebody homers?
Sharp, like sharp sounding. It's a distinct sound. If you put me behind the dugout where I can't see the game and I'm faced away from the game and I just listen to the game, I could tell you that's a flare foul ball, that's a pop up in the infield, and I'd be pretty darn close. And I could tell the Rockets for sure. It's hard to tell the homers because the hard hit balls and the homers sound the same, but the distinct sound, and then you feel the build up of the crowd, and then the reaction afterwards. It's all one sound.
But there are certain players who have a different sound when they hit the base. I remember hearing Jock Peterson, and the ball left his bat, and I went, that sounds different. Is there a sound from a player's bat that, like, he's different than anybody else?
Yeah, I hit with Josh Hamilton after he came off of the Reds signed him before them, even a minor league stint. Just that sound. We were hitting in Sarasota, Florida with these dud balls. They were soaked and beaten up, and that sound. And there's only a few players that have that sound. It's distinct. You know, when Yordan Alvarez, when a Bryce Harper, when the Judges hit the ball, it's a different sound. And then you can feel the heat off the barrel. You're watching for that ball because it's scary. So the sound off the bat, the sound of the ball traveling through there, you know, the more you play and the more you're close to the action, yes, there are some distinct sounds.
I think I can honestly say you're the best baseball analyst in Iceland right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Dan S. Wow. I appreciate it. Yes. Jupiter, Saturn, thank you guys.
The planets. What is your plan for the rest of the day in Iceland?
Get up, get out. I'm an older guy, and I gotta get in those thermal pools. You know, I gotta soak the aching bones. So I'll probably get up and get out, and it's not a good hiking day, but I'd love to go for a walk here soon.
Okay. Be careful.
Definitely. Watch out for black ice.
Yeah. How long are you there for?
A few days. What's this? Too much information, Dan. Let's keep, you know.
Oh, are you going to regret saying anything?
Let's not tell people where my coordinates are.
Okay.
You know, if I say 5-6 days, all of a sudden it's going to be a crowd of Joey Votto fans looking for me in my uniform. You're nice.
By the way,
I got a question for you. Before we go, is Pluto a planet? Is Pluto a danette?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, intern. Pluto is an intern.
Okay, an intern.
Good. If you play next year, yes, you have to promise this audience that Landslide will be your walk-up song.
I want Landslide to be the walk-out song I use on the last day of the season.
No, then you'll be crying. You'll be at the plate.
Well, why? Crying. Yeah. Why would I cry opening day? You're trying, so I have to normalize it. I have to build up a callus to the song.
Yeah. Wait, you cry on opening day?
If I walked out to Fleetwood Mac's Landslide, yes.
Okay.
I'm the best analyst in Iceland, by the way. Thank you.
Good luck with that at the bar tonight.
Thank you. It'll work well.
It could.
You know, I am the best analyst in Iceland. Baseball,
you know? Yeah. Here we go. We say goodbye to Joey Votto. He may have played his last game. God, if John Smoltz goes to Iceland, Joey Votto gets kicked down a notch as far as baseball analysts. Damn. Man. Once again, hey, it hits me. It hits me hard too, Joey. He cries after every appearance here on the Dan Patrick Show. Women love that. He's vulnerable. Even more in Iceland, they love that. That's Joey Votto, former MVP. He actually won a gold glove. You know what? I should ask him for his gold glove. He's not using that thing. Yeah, Paulie.
As we played Landslide and we went from you to Joey Votto,
Yeah. The
director in back did a dissolve, like a soft dissolve to Joey, and I almost spit up my drink. It was so emotional.
Look at the big German doing some tricks back there.
What a move. Joey's got his head down.
He's got his head in his hand. Crying over Landslide. All right. We're going to take a break. phone calls coming up. Bijan, you know, I think I may have seen, can you check Paul Robinson? I think he wore number 18 for the Bengals. He was known as the Cactus Comet. I think Bijan Robinson is related to Paul Robinson, who I saw as a Cincinnati Bengal. We have about 45 minutes before Bijan joins us, but I think I saw maybe his uncle, great uncle. Yes, Todd.
I'm saying the grand uncle of Bijan Robinson is Paul Robinson.
Well,
grand uncle.
Well, how about that?
That's nicely done by you.
I was going to have people wait through the commercial break.
Oh, and then, I blew it.
But no, thank you, Todd.
I was excited to get you that information quickly. That's my fault.
It's a real teacher's pet move.
Yeah.
Grand uncle. I got it before anybody else. Grand uncle.
Let's take a break. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I got the odds to win the World Series. These are obviously early odds to win the World Series, according to DraftKings. Your Astros are number one, followed by the Rangers, Phillies, Diamondbacks, and the Braves. Reason why the Braves are down is because they're down 2-1 in that series, so their odds are worse than the Diamondbacks. All right, Bijan Robinson will join us as soon as he gets out of his team meeting. And in the meantime, there's this, I don't know if it's a war that's going on, but I think it'll escalate, and that is field turf versus grass. Because the NFLPA wants to have grass, they know, and their players want to as well. Even though the commissioner tried to, you know, he might have been on ESPN and said, you know, there are a lot of, you know, players who like turf. Okay, How about we just put it up for a vote? Whoever wins, then we'll have field turf for everybody or grass. He's just trying to, you know, protect the owners here because the owners want to have artificial turf because they have so many other outings, functions, events, concerts, less maintenance. That's why they want to have this. You know, and it takes a village to be able to preserve, make sure that turf looks good week in and week out, you know, with grass. You know, the field turf, if you're there, and it looks good on TV as well. You know, growing up, I remember when the Raiders played at the Coliseum. I mean, it's the worst field that the NFL has ever had because you're playing football on a baseball field. So Dave Casper would get tackled in between, you know, second and third. And you'd be like, it just was odd. It never looked like it wasn't, it didn't have that tune-in factor where you go, oh my God, that looks great. Like the field looks great. The colors look great. It was always like, man, that baseball field, terrible. Yes, Barb.
And that seemed like the norm. Any team, did every baseball team and football team share a stadium back in the, you know, the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Well, I think the Boston Patriots, when they were in Boston, they played at Fenway. I don't know how many seasons they played there, but it just felt like, hey, we have a multi-purpose stadium, and we're going to get everything out of this that we can. Yes, Paulie.
Doesn't it feel like the NFL will present some type of research that says there's equal injuries on grass and field turf, anything to kick the can down the road for another year? They always find those studies that prove that it could be either. And then they don't have to do the, you know, because otherwise, if they do care about player safety and someone has a study that says field turf injuries are this compared to grass, much less, then they're hypocrites.
Yeah, you know, the owners have the money. They're billionaires. What's it cost to have, you know, natural grass there? I don't know, a couple of million dollars. But they want to, you have concerts there. You have, you know, truck races. I mean, there's so many things that you're going to have there, and they don't want to spend that money, that extra money. Can you get something that slides out and slides back in? Or, I don't know, just feels like, do you want to protect your players? And if you said to the owners, you want to protect your players or you want to make money from having concerts here, they're going to take the money from the concerts because that's big business here. Yeah, Paulie.
ESPN, one of their business analysts did like a breakdown of what it costs for turf. Field turf versus grass. Mm-hmm. And they said a natural grass field could cost a cold weather team, let's say it was the Vikings, the Bears, the Packers, $2 million to $3 million per year to maintain, including $4 million each time it's completely replaced, which happens sometimes. A new field turf field costs about $1.25 to $1.5 million to install and maintain. Mm-hmm. And you have to do it once every, you know, less than 10 years, but it's probably about a 30% to 100% the cost. Grass is way more expensive.
Yeah, but they have the money.
Staffing, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what the owners are thinking.
Yeah. Well, I know what the owners are thinking. Absolutely. It's like, nope. We might lose a couple of players in the process. But they're not going to change. Not anytime soon. I mean, they fudged with the concussion numbers for such a long period of time. So why am I taking them, you know, at face value what they're saying about artificial versus regular grass? Yes, Eden.
I don't know. Maybe I don't understand finance or how money really works, but why can't billionaires afford that?
They want somebody else to pay for it.
Yeah, well, no, I know that. I know that.
That's how they became billionaires.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that. I don't understand why that's, like, accepted, though. Like, they're the people who are hoarding all of the money. Why don't you, since you didn't pay for your stadium, why don't you at least pay for the field?
The commissioner works for the owners. He's a mouthpiece for them.
Yeah,
and when he says, oh, you know, there's studies that show that you know, artificial turf, a lot of players like that. I would just say to the commissioner, let's put it to a vote.
But isn't it like, it's almost like that fans have like, is it Stockholm syndrome or something where it's like, they can't do it either. What are you, crazy? I can't ask my owner to pay for that stuff. Like that, like we sit here being like, well, but they're billionaires. They can't afford that. I mean, I want my team to survive. Like, what do you mean they can't afford it? Like, a billionaire can't afford a $2 million field? When if they can't, who can?
Yes, Paulie.
Could the NFL turn this around and when they make the decision, get like Lowe's or Home Depot as a presenting sponsor of it, get a multi-million dollar sponsorship, Scott's Lawn Care, all those big lawn care companies, mm-hmm. and make it a thing where they say, we are going to listen to the players, but make it a moneymaker for the entire league with big sponsorships?
I guess.
They always find a way.
But the owners don't want to mess up the, hey, we got the Taylor Swift concert coming in, and Beyonce's coming in, and Springsteen's coming in. And it's so easy to be able to, you know, swap out things without worrying about the football field. Because sometimes you'll have a game and you'll go, what event did they have? Oh, they had something before this. And then the field looks terrible. All right, some phone calls in here. Dax in Charlotte. Hi, Dax.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just a Krabbenberg take here for the Sunday night football games. I know they do the player introductions for the offense and defense.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago, Jermaine Johnson did the Last Chance U. Most famously, Terrell Suggs did the Ball So Hard University. Is there any chance we can get a friend of the show maybe from the Bills or the Giants this weekend to jump the Crab View?
All right. Well, thank you. Oh, man. I don't know who we could get a hold of to see if they would say, you know, Josh Allen, Krappensburg State, would be awesome. Maybe if you get an offensive lineman who says it quick enough, like Jimmy Lepper, Krappensburg State, and then you just go to the next one, that'd be great.
They put up the U?
No, you put up a C.
The big C.
The big C.
Krappensburg State.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Miami has the U, we have the C. Yeah.
CU.
Yeah. Tony in Sarasota. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, gentlemen, and you too, Seton.
Hey, thanks,
Dan, I'm calling today not because I'm homesick, but I am taking a personal day because today is my birthday, Dan.
All righty. How about that, Tony in Sarasota? Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You did it, Tony.
Yeah.
First is, I should identify myself as a Krappensburg State insider, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but Coach Metamucil was asked to describe his team, and he said that they had the tenacity of a floater. They just won't go down.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. Brian in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Dan, and the Danette, and Suck It Fritzy. Dan, I got a proclamation for you. I actually live in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania, and I think I could get with the mayor, and maybe we run a campaign where we drop the P and we take a D, and we make the day February 2nd, so it's on Double Deuce Day.
All right. Well, I wouldn't mind a proclamation for this show. Krappensburg State, absolutely. Bijan Robinson, I think, is set to join us here in a moment. Seton, update the poll results. Our stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program.
Dan, who's had a more disappointing end to the season? Orioles, Dodgers, Twins, Dodgers are still running away with that. Getting a little closer with the Orioles, but not too much, though.
He's Bijan Robinson, Falcons running back. He's got the Commanders coming up at 1 o'clock. How would you rate your rookie season so far?
Man, I think it's been pretty fun, man. I think it's been definitely a blessing, especially like from what's going on. But I think it's headed towards the right track. I'm starting to get comfortable on the field, but it's definitely been a fun journey up to this point.
Are you a running back being fast or a running back being quick? What's more important?
I think. I can give you like them in both categories. Like, yes, it's going to be fast. So when you get past the second or the first level, you want to like have that breakaway speed. But then if you're quick, then you gotta break tackles and, you know, find leverage. And like when you use your quicks, then defenders are more hesitant to come and tackle you because they don't know what you're going to do. So I think both are obviously important, but sometimes if you're a super quick running back, then you can get your feet in the ground quick enough to get past the first level and second level. So,
By the way, how'd you feel about your Longhorns against Oklahoma?
Oh my gosh, man. It was definitely a tough one just cause I know we made some mistakes that if we didn't make them, we would have won the game. But that last drive, I mean, they went down the field, scored. I was hurt. It was a bad day for me.
Did you lose any bets with teammates? Do you have any teammates who went to Oklahoma?
I did not, because I don't think none of my teammates go to Oklahoma. But I did make a bet you know, one of the guys here, you know, David, he went to Oklahoma years ago. So he gave me this real old Oklahoma jersey that I had to wear around the facility yesterday. It was bad, man. I hated it.
What's been your welcome to the NFL moment where somebody hits you, where and it's like, whoa, that's a little different than college?
Yeah, I'll say probably my first game against the Panthers. The Panthers have a linebacker, Luvu, and I was on a pass protection, and he, you know, he just came and bull rushed me just as fast as he can, as hard as he can, and like I picked it up, but I just felt all the power that he was bringing in that one hit, and I was like, all right, I've never felt this one before. But I'll say like that was probably the welcome to the NFL moment that I had.
Are you watching the game tonight? Do you care about the Chiefs and Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, I watch it. I mean, I'm a football fan, so I'll watch the game, you know, see what happens. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be a good game tonight.
But do you watch as a football player or can you watch as a fan?
I watch as a fan.
Okay.
That's how I watch it. Obviously, like, as a football player, you'll critique some things.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to watch it just for the fun of the game for me.
He's Bijan Robinson, the Falcons running back, the eighth pick overall, and got the Commanders on Sunday at 1 Eastern. How was London?
London, that was a fun trip. Obviously, like, we want the win, but I think that, you know, me just sightseeing and seeing all the historic things that are in London, like, that was pretty special to be a part of that. And then especially, like, my family was there. So we got to do a lot of different things. You know, my grandpa, he just seeing his face when we were at the palace and like all the different people. And there's a lot of fans in London, which is really cool. Like there's a lot of football fans. So, you know, I got to meet a lot of different people.
Did you see Prince William? Did you see the king? Did you look for, you know, the royal family?
We were trying. So the flag was up on the palace. So that, you know, when the flag's up, that means
they're there.
They're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were trying to like get a sneak peek and somebody was like yelling, like, everybody watch out, everybody watch out. But it was just like some cleaning person that was trying to go in there. So we were like all messed up, man. Like we all thought we were going to see, but it's all good. But it was a fun trip for sure.
Could you see playing full time in London?
I can because I think the fans really make the game, you know, a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that it's definitely something that, you know, soccer's been the main thing in Europe. But when you got a football fan base that can take over as well, I think it could definitely be a full thing.
Field turf versus grass.
Yeah. Personally, I like grass. Because I think it's just better for your knees.
But it feels totally. Like you can trust your cuts because of the turf. It's consistent, whereas grass isn't. So, I mean, it feels like both would benefit you.
We play on turf, you know, with the Falcons. We practice on grass. So I think that's a good thing just because, like, I get two different feels. But a lot of turf. It's all different. Like you go to different stadiums, it could be a different turf, it could be a different grass. So I think you just got to get used to it, and that's why you do pregame to make different cuts, like in pregame to see if you can make a longer cut or you got to make it a shortcut. So I just kind of just see how I feel before the game starts. But I mean, if I would prefer grass, you know, as a player. But I mean, if it's turf, like you just got to adapt and then go with it.
I grew up in Cincinnati, and I went to watch the Bengals.
Yep.
So Paul Robinson was
yes, sir.
He was. I think his nickname was the Cactus Comet, and I think his number was like 18. And didn't he go to University of Arizona? He was Rookie of the Year. So I got to see. So is he your great?
Yeah. So that's uncle. That's my great uncle. My great uncle, Uncle Paul.
I got to see him play.
That's incredible. You're the first person to ever tell me that you got to see him play.
Yeah. Well, nobody went to see the Bengals play, though, Bijan. I mean, let's be honest. But I just remember He was the Cactus Common, I think, and he
the Cactus Common,
and he had yeah. a he didn't have a running back number. I think it was 18. Paulie, is it 18?
18, yeah,
yeah,
18.
Yes,
I'm a call him and be like, you were the Cactus Common.
Yes, and he was great. It just the Bengals weren't, but I just remember when he came in, it was like, oh, all right, Bengals got a running back here.
There we go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, great to talk to you again. And
absolutely.
Have fun against the Commanders. Are you worried about anybody on the defensive side of the ball with the Commanders?
I mean, I think they all got, you know, great players. Their D-line is really good.
And you're wearing Commanders colors, by the way, right now.
Yeah, so this right here is my high school back home, South Point Catholic. It's my high school.
Okay.
But yes, I think they got you know, really good players.
Are you the best football player in the history of South Point?
I mean, a lot of people would say that.
But, well, who's your competition, Bijan?
There's been a lot of great players there.
Okay.
A lot of great players.
Okay.
I mean, I know I'm so, you know, super humble, but I think I can give some of them a run for their money.
Okay.
I would say.
All right.
I would say.
Fair enough. Are you in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Shoot, I hope so. What,
Paulie? Is Bijan in the Hall of Fame in his high school?
I'm always on the South Point website, and I don't see his name there for the South Point Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, in my defense, that was like what 3 years ago when I played there. So I think they like
wait, they got a wave. It's not a 5 year waiting period. Shouldn't they? You rush for 7,000 yards in high school, right?
Yes, sir.
100 and something touchdowns.
Yep.
They put you in at halftime of one of those games. Like as a sophomore, they put you in the Hall of Fame. What's going on there?
Oh, hey, it's a waiting game at this point.
7,000 yards. What's the most yards you ran for in a game?
400 and like 80 something.
Yeah. Why didn't you give your backup a chance? Why did you have to? Why do you got to halt? You're selfish.
That he was in. He was in a halftime. That was like it was. I know it was one of those games.
You could have just rushed for 100 and then let the other guys have a chance, right?
Yeah.
How many touchdowns did you know? Paul Robinson would have let the other guys run. How many touchdowns did you score in one game?
It was in one game, six.
Okay. See, just imagine that guy you went to school with. He didn't get a touchdown.
No, he did. Well, the guy behind me was really good. He went to Hawaii.
Yeah, but the guy behind that guy is walking around now in Arizona going, yeah, I never scored a touchdown in high school because Bijan scored six. He was a ball hog and not in the Hall of Fame. Now we know why you're not in the Hall of Fame. Now we know.
It's a shame.
You know what? Yep. We're going to keep an eye on this story. I got to figure this out. Have fun against the Commanders. Once again, great to talk to you as always. Thank you, Bijan.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
Bijan Robinson, Falcons running back. What are the odds that I saw Paul Robinson play with the Bengals?
Fabulous.
Yeah. The Cactus Comet.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.